Blondie and Heart of Glass on this Monday, starting us off. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for hanging out with us, folks. Thank you for waking up happy.
Wakey, wakey. Thank you for wakey, wakey with a cake.
Woo! Thanks to Brian as well for hanging on in there. Brian's been is getting set to deliver food around Dublin for the day, and he says he's been waiting hours for us to start.
Oh, jeepers, right.
So, I mean, I think we may have to reassess. I mean, if Brian is being put out, we may have doing the show from three or something.
Yeah, it's the only way out. The only explanation I can see, to be quite honest with you.
Absolutely. We may have to start even earlier.
Oh, God. I have a stuffy nose.
Have you?
I have a stuffy nose.
Oh, yeah!
I can't help it. I've got a stuffy nose.
I tell you something.
Yeah,
I know. Karma is a great thing. You know, when a lad sits opposite you and slags you off for having a mild malady, which you don't even mention.
Yeah.
And then suddenly he comes in, he gets one sniffle, and he's like, oh, I have a snuffy nose.
Yeah, because I got it off you, didn't I? Bringing in your big head full of goo.
Oh. No, I tell you where you got it. You got it by watching the Boaz in the lashings of rain and the wind, didn't you, on Saturday afternoon.
What a disaster that was. Oh, my God.
It didn't quite go according to plan.
No, the worst fans in the league are Shamrock Rovers fans.
There you've said it.
Absolutely, yeah. Unbelievable. There's took scumbaggery that was coming, getting stuff thrown at the keeper and everything. Unbelievable. There you go.
Shocking carry on.
It was awful. Awful. And the result was even worse.
That is a totally independent view, may I say, from my Bose supporting friend here.
Yeah, I have no idea. Looking at it, it was unbelievable. Watching stuff getting torfed onto the pitch all through the game. Unbelievable.
Yeah. I mean, the worst part for me was I was all set to watch it. I was literally sitting there on my couch, RT2. On there, ready to go, all set, and this person comes on and goes, due to the weather conditions, we won't be broadcasting the Bohemians versus Shamrock Rovers game from Dalyman Park today. Instead, here's The King and I.
Is that what they did? The King and I.
Anna and the King or something, some movie.
Oh, for love.
I was disgusted because I was really looking forward to it.
Yeah.
It was 2 o'clock in the day. I knew you and Eric and all that, you know, would be there. I was set up now for a good game.
We were all looking forward to it. It's just an awful pity it just didn't go the way it's supposed to have gone. Oh, dear. No, all the good boys lost this week.
Yeah.
Terrible stuff.
All the good boys.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm just saying. I want to share misery, I don't know.
My God, your nose really has started.
Yeah, that's a rover snuck into my house and shoved a load of goo up my nose. It's awful.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, dear. And now my internet's not working. Gee.
Yeah, as long as you love me, the Backstreet Boys, here are classic hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, 13 and a half minutes past 6 on this Monday. Good to have you along. Thanks for hanging out with us, folks. About to do the birthdays. You ready to go?
Let's do this.
It was a tough selection today. There's a lot of birthdays, right?
Oh, okay, right. One of those mornings.
Yeah, I tried to pick out a few that I thought might be kind of, interesting for you.
Okay, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, that
something
could
that
be
give you something to hang
see,
out.
Now I'm a victim of your mood, because sometimes you try and help me out, and then other times you start going with Polish chess
sort of
masters and all.
At least these are instantly recognisable.
Well, we'll see, says me.
Exactly.
Having been the victim of your practical shenanigans many times before on the birthdays.
Right, what about Ed Sheeran?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There you go.
Ed Sheeran. Hard man to put an age on.
Musical megastar.
Hard fella to put an age on because, he's got that whole sort of carrot head thing going on. And he feels like he's been around much longer than he probably has.
Still young, to be fair.
So I wonder, he's in his 20s anyway, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm
just looking at this. He sold more than 150 million records around the world.
Jeepers. And no one buys records anymore. So that's amazing.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? No one buys them.
And his tour, that Divide tour, fourth highest grossing concert tour of all time. Of all time, man.
And it's just one fella with a guitar.
Exactly.
So who'd go and see a show with just one person in it?
Exactly. So I've never understood it myself.
Yeah, absolute high-end flutery that is.
Yeah. And he doesn't even... He can't even tell a joke.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
ridiculous.
Just up there doing, yeah. What's his song? Is my Miley. That Castle on the Hill job or whatever.
Yeah. That's one of the better ones.
It is, Castle on the Hill. Yeah. Ah, fair play to him. He's a talented fella.
Yeah.
Not for me.
Yeah, did he start busking? Didn't he start busking over here?
He started turning over at all the weddings. That was his thing. Remember, he was turning up every single person.
Whether he wanted them to or not.
Well, yeah, he was just turning up and that was the end. We have the Ed Sheeran package. Oh, no, please. It's the best one. It's just you have to listen to him singing.
Yeah.
Oh, go on then.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. And remember now, act surprised when he arrives. He gets upset if he thinks he
Right, go on, stick a number on him.
I'm going to say he's 26.
29.
Ah, fat.
29. What about Paris Hilton?
Oh, Paris Hilton.
Yeah.
She's so mad. She was like the first of those party girl.
It girl
from America.
I was just going to say, what would you even call her other than ridiculously wealthy?
And then she sponsored a motorbike racing team in MotoGP, you know.
Did she?
Yeah, she decided she was getting it and her, like, the lad that rode for her was in pink leathers. It was,
of course he was.
Yeah, the whole thing was
did damp. Did he have to carry a chihuahua in the thing on the back?
No, yeah, but she was walking around the pits with a chihuahua for a year. It was so mad.
Oh, my
God.
She
threw a hand to it. Now, it wasn't the high end of it. It was like the 125, I think it was.
Right.
Or was it maybe the Moto 2? I can't really remember, but it was just mad seeing her walking around. With our old motorbike man and him just standing there. Yeah, all right.
How are you doing? No, I asked for it to be pink.
Yeah. No, I don't mind. She and like him being interviewed. Yeah, she's very passionate about motorcycle racing. Yeah.
She knows a lot about the sport.
Yeah.
She asked me where the steering wheel was.
No. I think she thought she was getting into F1 and was wondering what was going on. Yeah. Why all the lads are on the.
Yeah.
Why
is there only two wheels?
Why are all the couriers here? Right, I'm going to say Paris Hilton. Ooh. Maybe the same as myself. Maybe 42.
39.
Ah, fart off.
39, right. She is. Right, what about this one? Michael Jordan.
Maybe the greatest sportsman in the history of the world.
Maybe.
That's what they say, isn't it?
Certainly the greatest basketball player, surely. Or would he be? I mean, because the basketball thing, I don't know a lot about it.
I don't know enough about it.
I hear the names. You know,
LeBron. LeBron and who's your man that just died? Kobe.
Kobe Bryant. Yeah,
yeah, you'd hear all these names. Yeah. But I don't know anything about them.
I think Jordan eclipses them, doesn't he? Does he?
Well, don't they say he was the most naturally gifted all-round athlete? They say he could have done anything.
And he tried to do
a few
bits.
He got into baseball and all that.
Golf.
I don't know how that went. Oh, did he get into the
golf
as well?
He went on tour and won the golf tour.
Did he? In the pro tour?
Yeah.
Did he?
Yeah.
Is that, like, he was in a cartoon, for God's sake. Like, if that's the ultimate, yeah. You can be in a cartoon and you're a human. You've achieved basically all you can
Absolutely.
Do.
Absolutely. If you've crossed species there.
Well, there you go. Well, then, he is definitely better than LeBron
course,
and Kobe and Shaquille.
If you get a runner named after you, surely that's a good thing.
I know. If you get more than one runner.
Yeah.
My God, every single runner in the world made by that company with the little bubbly in the shoe. I don't know. Chicago Bulls. That's all I know about him. Terrible, isn't it? You know, you say you're into sports and then it goes to America. You're like, they do their own weird things over there.
Yeah, they do their own American sport.
I love us going, should they only do their own thing? You wouldn't know what American sport's all about. And then the Americans are like, what's this game with the giant wooden spoons?
Yeah.
Like, don't mind that. Right, I gotta say.
The great Michael Jordan is.
He's 58.
Not bad. One off the post,
really?
57.
Ah, okay.
57. Right, what have I got left for you? Okay, here we go. What about Brenda Fricker?
Oh, yeah, Brenda Fricker, what an actor she is.
Yeah, she was in Home Alone, My Left Foot, loads of stuff.
She was in Home Alone, I always forget she's the...
she's the mad bird lady.
Yeah, with all the birds stuck to her head.
Yeah. In Home Alone.
And, yeah, My Left Foot, she was the ma.
What? She won an Oscar
for My Left Foot. Yeah, she did,
Best supporting actress.
Wasn't there a bit of bitterness then because she was never rich? Like, she's been in all these great movies, but I don't think she was ever loaded.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think she did. She didn't get what she deserved, I don't think.
Yeah, if you win an Oscar, you should be loaded.
You should be. You shouldn't be rocking back out and going, oh, fucking no.
Is there any money with an Oscar?
To get the Lewis into town now, not leaving the dog.
But, you know, you don't get a few bob with an Oscar, do you?
Don't think so. You get a lucky bag. You get the lucky bag, though.
Which is worth a few quid.
Which is worth. Some of them are up to £1 million worth or something, aren't they?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Full of old crap.
Just a bit embarrassing if you have to stand outside the venue selling it off.
Yeah.
To get your taxi fare home.
Anyone buying or selling the lucky bags? Last of the lucky bags for the Oscars now.
Yeah. £500,000 quid. £500,000 quid.
It lasted Alexis as I sell the lucky bags. Brenda Ficker, oh, she's 84.
75.
Oh, sorry, Brenda.
75.
Sorry, I added insult to injury there.
And then the last official one I have for you is celebrity businessman Bill Cullen.
Ah, Bill Cullen, the only man.
I had to sell apples when I was very young.
No matter, he was like the Virgin Galactic thing, right?
Yeah.
So his business went all broken all.
Yeah.
And
had to sell his helicopter and everything.
And sell all that, right?
Yeah.
But he was the first, and if I think I'm right in saying he was the only Irishman that bought a ticket for the Virgin Galactic.
Right,
He was going to be a space tourist, so he had a ticket for it.
Okay.
And he, then, when the business went bust, was the only man, I remember thinking this is the biggest symbol of Celtic Tiger Ireland ever.
To be a space tourist.
To be an unemployed man with a ticket to space. An unemployed man with a ticket to space.
Yeah.
So he was the one that would literally be outside the space station going, last of the tickets to sell. Anyone buying or selling the tickets to space? Last of the tickets to sell to space.
Oh, poor old Bill.
People there,
and his little apples.
I think he's come back though, hasn't he? He's into the Sanyongs or something now, isn't it?
Is he?
Some Korean car thing he's into now. Yeah, so he
was the Irish,
can't keep him down.
The Irish apprentice, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Right, so what age
if
you
will
stick
for
him?
Me, I'll give you a job in Liffey Valley, standing in the window. Right, Bill Cullen is 74.
Not too bad. 78.
Ah, fart.
78.
Right.
I'm going to throw in one, right? I left out people like Patricia Routledge. She would have been Hyacinth Bouquet and all that.
Oh!
Did
you?
Yeah, I left out Barry Humphries.
Ah, come here, Patricia.
Who would have been?
She's 81.
She's 91. I left out Barry Humphries, of course, Dame Edna Everage.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
76.
86. I left out Norman Pace of Hale and Pace.
Ah!
Yeah.
73.
67. And then the one that was going to put in for you at the end, right, because it's exclusively for you, is Tuesday Night.
What are you talking about?
Tuesday Night.
What's Tuesday Night?
Tuesday Night. How old is Tuesday Night?
It's 6 days. It was literally 6 days ago.
You, who claim to be a horror fan, don't know Tuesday Night.
Oh, the Scream
Night.
Queen.
Tuesday Night is the American actress who's best remembered for a role in A Nightmare on Elm Street 4.
Is that her name? Tuesday Night.
Tuesday
what a
Night.
Brilliant name.
What was her name?
Tuesday Night.
Yeah.
Ah, that's brilliant. It's not even, it's the worst day of the week as well.
Yeah, she picked it literally the most depressing day of the week to be named.
That's hilarious.
Tuesday Night, she's named.
Well, that's what, 40 nearly years ago. Oh no, that's the 40. She's 53.
Oh my God, I thought you were going to get it. 59.
A fart.
And now you're up to date on the home of the No Repeat 7-7, putting €1,000 on the line every hour. This is Classic Hits.
Cheers, Tara. 6:33. Good morning to you. Monday. What's your story? Good weekend?
Sure, it was grand. No massive complaints. The weather was poxy.
Oh, it was absolute poxy.
Was it poxy in a sort of a you were loving it way? Or was
it was poxy as in it. Well, it was poxy as in it gave you an excuse to kind of languish and lounge around and not do anything.
Yeah, Saturday
kind of
I did nothing. I don't think I left the house on Saturday.
I did leave the house, but I mean, I did manage to get dressed just before I left the house.
Well done, because that's, I think, a relief to everybody.
It is. And then I came home and got straight into the pyjamas again and kind of left it at that.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it wasn't really a day. It was a mental old day.
Miserable day.
I didn't know what it was. It was like someone trying to come. It was like you're all in the snow globe. Someone was literally bouncing the country up and down in the snow globe.
No, because then there would have been snow and that would have been a bit of crack, like.
Well, I don't know about that. I thought there was wasn't there mad hailstones?
There was mad hailstones.
We had a bit of snow last night, little flurry.
Did you?
Little flurry didn't really stick, though.
I'm going to have to come on my holly bops up to
Narnia,
I think.
I'm going to have to start bringing it in for you in little Tupperware dishes.
Do that, Jeff.
I brought you this. Oh, look. Well, it was snow going in.
It's definitely there before I turned the heat on in the car.
What's happening there? Phil Collins, Easy Lover, and Karma Chameleon from Culture Club just ahead of us here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Monday, 17th of February. Hopefully you're in good form, good weekend, all that sort of stuff. 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout, of course, at any stage. Just coming up on 17 minutes away from 7 o'clock. Have to say hi to JP. He's on a bit of a short week this week because it's midterm. Midterm, the schools will be off, PJ.
Oh, deadly, yeah, so fair play.
He says his midterm is Thursday and Friday. Although I think there's some off for the whole week.
I don't know. I can't remember how midterm worked. It's been,
a while.
It's been 52 years since I had one, so it's hard to remember what way it works.
Anyway, enjoy it. That's good news all round, really, isn't it? Because generally the traffic's better when the schools are off for some reason.
Oh, for sure, yeah. Whatever that's about.
Yeah. So, anyway, enjoy it, JP. Also, Englishin is on there. Who's this that is? Richie the Trucker is there. Martin the Trucker is there. There's Jurassic Greg back in work. Somebody sent in Hoops Hoops, PJ. I assume that's... Well, obviously, it's for your benefit.
No idea what that means. No idea what that means. Oh, dear.
What else have we got going on here? Who's this? Somebody's celebrating a birthday, are they? I don't know what that is. Somebody's looking at us.
Where is it?
I'm just trying to find out who this is. Sid is looking for us to play Dr. Alban, Sing Hallelujah.
In the next 4 pence.
I think she meant to say the next 40 minutes.
Oh, I was like, all right, oh, four. I thought that to me looked like 4p mints. I was like, what?
That is technically what she initially said.
Oh yeah, she's corrected.
And then she's she's had to try and correct.
I got so strangled trying to understand what she meant by 4p mints that I wasn't able to even read the line under it.
John's been on about the football at the weekend.
Yeah,
he's a Shell supporter. Apparently, he's claiming they beat Cork.
Yeah, they did. They played. They were down in Cork. Yeah,
right.
And they had a win.
So a good start for them back in the top flight.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, let's hope that doesn't keep going well for them when they get in March anyway.
And then he wants to know if you were involved if you were involved in the fisticuffs.
Oh, stop.
How very dare you, my friend PJ Gallagher would not involve himself in the tuggery.
Tug fuggery. I'm going to get myself in trouble if I talk about it.
Right, okay.
But I will say the fans that were in the Des Kelly stand were the absolute worst I've ever seen in my life. Right. Complete and utter dirt at the goalkeeper.
Glad
and
you stayed
throughout
on the
whole game. So there you go. Not to say there wasn't idiots reacting to it, but I will say outrageous. Absolutely outrageous.
Also, somebody's saying that there's been another ship washed up in Cork, PJ. You need to get on your bike.
Did you see that? The one in Ballycotton. Unbelievable.
And do we know what was in it?
Well, nothing was in it. Oh. It was evacuated by the Royal Navy, I think, in September 2018. And then they reckon it was hijacked at least once, probably twice since then. And it's ended up now wrecked up on Ballycotton Shore.
So there's no movie in it for us?
There might be a movie in it. There might be a movie in it. It's a mad story. It has a mad history. It's unreal. Like, the Coast Guard are saying, please don't go near it. So if you're listening, Cork, the Coast Guard are asking you, please don't go near it. Yeah, it's not safe to be jumping up or anything around it. But the mental thing to happen.
Yeah. Dee's been on to say Tara would have loved Cork yesterday. Apparently did a huge hailstones kind of shower. Lasted about 15 minutes. Turn the whole place white.
Oh.
Hailstones can be a dangerous thing.
Oh, I don't like hailstones.
You get them in your nuts, and they tell you.
Yeah, should
they're
even,
big enough.
Even when you the sound of them battering your gaff is unbelievable on its own.
Exactly. Paddy Casey checking in. Larbar checking in.
And, how are you, Larbar?
And there's Fred.
Oh, look, I'm cooking rashers.
Showing us rashers.
Five big rashers Fred is showing us this morning. Fair play to you, Fred.
Food of champions, Fred. I can smell them
from here, Fred. I can smell the rasher off you.
Right, listen, what have we got for your usual stuff after 7 o'clock? Of course, being a Monday, it is Double Money Monday. It's a big one. You're armed with a clue and you're playing for $2,500. Am I right? $2,500? No. Am I?
Yeah, $2,500. Hit Double Money Monday, $2,500. And we have that clue, Miraculous.
Mm.
Miraculous is your new clue. So if you're playing today, have a think about that.
That's a biggie. Classic hit study if you want to check it out. The hit bit, that is, and see all the previous guesses. And of course, also, we'll get back on the Universal Orlando Trail. We'll be looking to get some more qualifiers in. Because this week is winning week, isn't it?
That's it. This is the last few days now. Yeah. The phone call will be made on Friday. To give it away. So this is it. Get in. You know what to do when you hear some voice going, here, now's the time to give us your wiggly wiggly. Texty, texty. Or some touch to that effect.
Excellent.
That's it.
Almost verbatim you got it there.
I think so,
I tell you.
Yeah, do your texty wixty on your telephone.
Just in case that's not overly clear, we will remind you of that after 7 o'clock. But I mean, I think you made it clear as day.
Don't know what you're going to remind them of. I feel a little bit undermined.
Yeah, Billy Joel, tell her about it here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Almost 11 and a half minutes past 7 o'clock. Lots of good stuff on the show. The brilliant Keith Barry is going to be on with us after 8 o'clock this morning. Really looking forward to that. Of course, it's Double Money Monday on the Hit Bit. $2,500 up for grabs and a clue out there. All good stuff. Of course, the chance to qualify for that amazing trip to Orlando. Unfortunately, though, even into a show as jam-packed full of goodness as this...
Yes.
A little rain must fall.
A little rain must fall, yes, indeed.
That happy, chirpy music in the background belies a difficult day for us Irish men.
Irish men, brace yourselves if you haven't heard this news already, but apparently we are. Sitting this one out. The ugliest men in Ireland, in the world. The ugliest men in the world.
Oh,
Irish men
God.
Have been branded the undisputed ugliest in the world by
undisputed?
Yeah.
They had to put that in as well.
They put it in.
It's not even a sort of a room for manoeuvre.
They put it in.
Oh my
undisputed,
God.
Ugliest
no
men in the world.
Whatsoever.
And do you know what this comes back to? This comes back to, and we fell foul to this, you and me.
Yeah.
Remember the Beautiful People website?
It's
and you have to get passed by, people have to vote for you to see if you're good enough looking to be on this site.
Yeah.
Now, both of us got rejected in spectacular fashion. Me, the worst. Remember, oh my God. I was so...
We spent a lot of time in the red.
I sank
like
a stone.
The only time we were in the green was when we initially went on. Literally, as soon as anybody viewed us.
I didn't get into it.
We went straight into the red.
It was like people went off my picture so fast. Like I was just sank like a stone. Magic Mike was the only one of us that got in. He got accepted onto the Beautiful People.
Unbelievable. There you go. The percentage? Percentages, have you?
6%. Only 6% of Irish men.
Mike is one of the elite 6%.
Yeah, only 6% of Irish men that go onto this site get accepted. The rest of us don't get a chance.
Wow.
Making us the ugliest people in the world.
Handsome Hogan, we're going to have to
start calling. By God. It's an LA-based site, so they are all over the world. And it's for people who want to meet better-looking people. Well, I might not be the prize pig at the county fair. But I tell you what I am. I'm the same thing as most Irish lads. Great crack.
Yeah.
And you can't buy that. I tell you something.
You can't buy personality.
Yeah.
And all that.
My ma always said it was good looking. And she's better than your website.
Yeah.
So there.
Well said.
So I don't know what
so
this
like, site. These are all the other nations have voted via this website, have they?
Well, no, it's
based on people who
not,
went
it's
on
people
it.
People from around the world that get accepted onto it. That's the way it is. So there's if you're one of the accepted beautiful people, you vote
right.
on everyone that's allowed to come on, right? You know, you get put up there. So, Ireland is the... Irish lads get rejected more than any other lads. That's what it comes down to.
Oh, my God.
The Swedish are the best looking. At
Swedish
60%,
blokes?
Yeah. Brazilians...
60%?
60% of them, yeah. And only 6% of us.
Wow.
Swedish fellas. Do you remember a Swedish fella telling a joke around, did you? Don't think so. Don't think so. Too big. Too busy. Polishing,
combing his hair.
Combing his old hair and all his muscles and all out. No crack. But on the flip side of it, Irish women do really, really well and come out of it being the sixth best looking women in the world.
Wow.
Yeah, so there. Which begs the question, if we're so ugly, why are we getting off with all the Irish women then? if they're so good looking.
It could be something to do with them not having much choice.
Oh, I doubt it. I doubt it. If we're that ugly, why are we getting off with all the lovely ladies in the sixth best ladies? Joined with France, they are. Which kind of, I suppose, makes them fifth, really.
Right.
So they're the fifth or sixth best looking, according to this site, in the world. But it doesn't look good for us. They do. Here's an amazing thing that they said, right?
Yeah.
They asked your man, they were saying, like, you know, why is it that this happens? And he goes, well, you know, it is, there are very good looking Irish people. And he gives the examples of Colin Farrell and Michael Fassbender and Jamie Dornan. And he goes on to say, this is his quote, however, they are, unfortunately, the exception to the norm. Unbelievable. Unfortunately, when you look at the stats, Irish men are the undisputed ugliest in the world, and that is a fact. They really are in a league of their own. That's what he says.
Oh my God.
Not unbelievable.
Talk about kicking a man when he's down.
Yeah. Tell you, I'd love to see a picture of this lad. Show us a picture of this lad. Go on, we all have a vote. I'd say he looks like the arse end of an octopus, I'd say he looks. And he there judging us. Disgraceful.
Sheryl Crow, All I Want to Do here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, 7:20 on this Monday. I think we were a bit premature assuming that the roads would be better today because of the midterm. Apparently it's only secondary schools that are off for the week. Primary schools only get Thursday and Friday or something.
Right, Gordon, okay, now makes sense.
Some people texting in. And also, doesn't stop the old accidents. Sid is not happy at all because she's stuck. She's an accident on the N4 at Junction 6. Kilcock to Leek slip has taken her 45 minutes.
Oh dear. Oh dear. Right.
So she's not happy about that.
So the traffic isn't any better by the looks of things.
Well, certainly not in the N4 by the looks of things there. Anyway, thanks for that, Sid. We've passed it on now, so there you go. Junction 6 on the N4, been an accident there. It's causing some problems and delays. And as I said, we were thinking that the roads would have been good today because we thought all the schools were off, but apparently they're not.
No, apparently it's not any better at all.
So there you go. So there you go. We found out. So it's Monday morning. The traffic's terrible, and we're all ugly. Well, at least the lads are. Yeah. Women are flying.
There you go.
Oh.
087-188-0008 if you do want to give us a shout this morning. 7:21. Stevie Wonder part-time lover. Loads of people looking to get involved in the hit bin. Understandable. €2,500 if you can tell us the famous hit that our bit comes from. 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp. Don't give us your guess, whatever you do. It'll only end up being frustrating for you, even if you were to be right, because the guess doesn't count on the text or on the WhatsApp. Got to be live on air. You got to be telling us. So you need to be selected by Magic Mike in order to have a go at the hit bit. Just let us know if you want to play for that €2,500. 087-188-0008. It's on the way very shortly, about 10 minutes or there or thereabouts. This one, I'm not really sure where you're going with this story.
Well, I tell you where I'm going with it.
Right.
Up and away.
Really?
That's where I'm going with it. So there's been a... I have to say, I sneered and giggled and chuffed myself when I saw this first, right? That there's a new pavement material. And it's made out of a sort of a bouncy rubber. So they were proposing a sort of a softer, bouncier pavement. And the first thing I thought when I heard this was, oh my God, health and safety, go mad. People can't even walk down the road now without wanting rubber pavements. They're afraid. We need a walk into the shop helmet now, do we? Do we? Is that what we want? And then I actually read the story, and it's a brilliant idea. So here's the deal. Up to 8 or 10 people are getting hurt very regularly. I think it says a day. That can't be right, does it? I'll find it out. I just lost. I wanted to go into the outrage first.
But it's always important to get the outrage out there.
Oh, very, very important, yeah. So 10 people break their hips in Ireland every day. There you go. So 10 people in Ireland every
break
day.
Break their hips?
Yeah. And a lot of true falls, right?
Right.
So they were saying they can easily get this new material. It's like a rubber material made from old tyres and stuff. And it's perfectly durable to be used as a pavement. So we can now have a sort of a softer pavement. So if pensioners or the likes of ourselves, maybe after a couple of fizzies or whatever, Jim, who's both, if they could fall, now it would be a lot less damaging to people. So there's people are saying in the story, like they have elderly parents, and their elderly parents, especially in weather like this, the wind and the rain, and everything, that just all of a sudden their parents are turning around to them saying, listen, I don't want to go to the shop. I'm afraid. They're actually afraid to go to the shop in case they fell and got hurt.
Yeah.
But if you have a rubber pavement, it's much easier.
Yeah, at least there's less chance of severe damage.
So I actually think it's a really good idea. It does, and it also makes for hilarity. You could never have a fight on the road with anyone anymore. Because you can never
hit them and they bounce back up to you.
Walking off in a huff and they're bouncing away. You'd be like, this is...
Yeah, and if you did end up in a round of fisticuffs, it'd end up like the Weebles. Weebles wobble, but they don't fall down. They just bounce straight back up to you.
It's brilliant, isn't it?
Yeah. And, of course, the other advantage is it'd make for a fantastic game of sides. Or curbs, as I believe they call it nowadays. You know the thing where you used to throw the ball try and hit the curb on the other side and get it to come back to you without hitting the...
Yeah.
That'd be brilliant. I mean, the ball might go everywhere. Go over the house behind you.
It'd be like living inside a ping pong or a... What were those things called? Oh, what was the name?
Bouncy castle thing.
No, what was the name of the game? You pulled a pinball.
Pinball.
That's what I'm trying to say. Yeah, like living in a pinball table. I think it's deadly crack. And imagine the fights and the stuff and the, like getting into hoofs of people. I'm never speaking to you again. Boing, boing, boing.
Yeah.
I'm all for it.
Yeah,
where's
diffuse.
Your dad? He's down there. I don't know where he's gone. He used to go to the pub. Now he just goes out with his mates for a bounce around the lanes. I think it's deadly. And they reckon it's completely doable. Like it can easily be done. So Dr. Viveka Walkwist, I don't know why they... These names are always so hard to... Of the Rise Research Institute says thousands of lives could be saved by the surface. So not just like, you know, the injuries. Lives could be saved. Head injuries and everything.
Go the whole hog and don't just do pavements. Do everything. Do roads and walls and everything. That way then you could cut down all the crashes. All that.
Rubber cars. Imagine. We need to shoot more. You know, watch this. Jim, drive into me there.
Yeah.
No, honestly, it's grand.
It'd end up just like a massive game of bumpers.
Yeah. Please, go on, drive into me there. I want me ma to see me bouncing off the house.
Classic hits.
And now, the Hit Bit with Woodland Motor Company. Finding a quality used car can be a little hit and miss. Finally, find the deal you can rely on. WoodlandMotorCo.ie.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit, from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit Bit! The Hit Bit is worth €2,500 for Double Money Monday. So it's a heap of cash we're trying to give away today. The all brand new Clue is miraculous.
Very important.
Last few clues Magic Mike has given, they've been fairly deadly and it's gone fairly fast. Miraculous though. Can't say it means anything to me. I don't get it. But here's what the Hitbit sounds like. And Rebecca in Dublin is going to go first. Hiya, Rebecca.
Hiya, good morning.
How are you, Rebecca? How was your weekend?
Yeah, grand. Not a bother.
No great drama, no. It was all just taking it easy, was it?
No, running around with the kids. Oh. You know?
All right, yeah. Right. So you're having a bit
all
of a...
the usual.
Monday is like a bit of a break to you by comparison, is it?
It is, absolutely. Yeah.
Good stuff.
Right, well, let's give you some money to spoil yourself with, Rebecca. Does the clue mean anything to you?
Well, I thought it might be Mary's Prayer, Danny Wilson.
Mary's Prayer,
oh,
I get
yeah,
it right,
great
okay.
Song. Right, though. Mike, Mary's Prayer.
Get out, right now. Leave it, I mean it. Get the hell out of here. Go!
I forgot he was doing that.
I forgot he was doing that. The new Magic Mike way of yeah. putting you down.
Right. Sorry about that, Rebecca.
Not good news, no. Rebecca. Sorry about that.
Okay, have a good day.
Cheers. See you later, Rebecca.
Take
have a good
care.
One.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Christina's waiting in Cork. Patiently, how are you, Christina?
I'm good, lad. Good morning.
Morning to you.
How are you getting on? How was your weekend, Christina?
It was relaxing, yeah, but I'm on midterm break. Woohoo, this week.
Oh,
yeah.
Fantastic. Are you on the long one or the short one?
I'm on the long one.
Oh, good very good. You. Very good. Jeepers.
It'd be great to be still in school, wouldn't it?
Oh, good stuff. Right, so we've the new clue, Miraculous. What did that mean to you, Christina?
Well, I was thinking, is it Don't Fear the Reaper by Blue Oyster Cult?
All right, okay, nice. Let's have a go. What do you reckon, Mike?
Good guess.
Our survey said...
Oh. Unlucky,
Jeepers.
Christina. Unlucky.
His puns hurt less, I'll say that much.
Listen, have a good day. Enjoy the time off as well.
You too. Thanks, guys.
Take
bye.
Care.
Christina,
bye. Bye-bye. Right, so...
Two more, we know what it is.
2.5 grand goes a begging on us.
Yeah, there you go. 20 to 5, you can have another go with Damien Farrelly. He'll give you a shot. It'll still be 2.5 grand. Still double money Monday. The clue was obviously still relevant because it'd yeah. be weird if it wasn't. So have a go with him. Register anytime. 087-188-0008. And let us know if you would prefer Mike's puns back. You know, so I'm kind of falling between it.
Waking up happy with BJ and Jim, and we are delighted to welcome a great old friend of the show, Keith Barry.
Thanks for having me, lads. People.
Thanks very much for
house.
Coming back again.
Listen, I don't say this lightly. This is my favourite radio station
oh,
tonight.
Get off,
you
okay.
don't hear me saying that anywhere else?
No.
Just every night on your
show. Not my favourite radio station. My favourite people to be with in a radio station.
Thank you for that.
Just the two of you guys.
Just to cover all bases there.
Well, yeah. we've been like passing sort of ships in the daytime the last while because we've seen each other running around.
That's it.
We seem to be on the same coffee runs.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, I'm on about 5 coffees a day at the moment. And I was listening to you last week, lads.
Oh, yeah.
About the CSI thing. A little known fact. You know, I was on CSI Miami.
No, oh, no.
Yeah. Back in 2006. I was on CSO in Miami, but a full proper role there. I'm not talking about a walk-by role. I was
How did I miss this?
You'll find it online. A few people, they repeated there a few weeks ago. So yeah, I was Barry Judd was my name on CSO in Miami, and I was a criminal. Yeah.
Oh my
I was
God.
I was a criminal magician on a cruise ship, and I had proper... I probably had a full 10 minutes on it.
So how did that even come about? How did you end up being
I had my CBS show, which is called Keith Barry Extraordinary, and I was launching that, and there was a bunch of people at the launch night, and I was just doing magic for them. I was doing close to magic, and they went, we'll write you into a scene. And I said, a scene of what? Sorry. I had no clue who they were. And they said, we write CSI Miami. And I went, yeah. And of course, you hear lots of that kind of nonsense in Hollywood when you're there. People promise you everything, you know. So I kind of thought nothing of it at all. And then the next week, through my website, an email came in and said, can you film? And here's a little known secret. None of us filmed in Miami. Can you film in Orange County next week for CSI Miami? And I was down there for 2 days. And
no way,
that was
that's
it.
Brilliant.
And Emily Proctor, most of my scene was with Emily Proctor, who plays Callie. And she kind of taught me as best she could in 2 days how to act.
One of the biggest shows in the world.
I'll prove I listened to you, lads. Because last Friday, I was listening to you as well, and I heard you talk about Bill and Ted.
That's right.
And a little known fact, Ed Solomon.
You worked in that as well.
Ed Solomon wrote Now You See Me. I worked on the Now You See Me movies, which were the magic movies. So he's writing Bill and Ted number 3. And he was in my house last year in the back garden.
Shut up.
And he had pen and paper. And I went out and said, what are you doing? I'm just making some script changes on Bill and Ted. So part of Bill and Ted was written in my back garden.
Get out of it. I don't know why that's more impressive than actually being in the show. Anyway, back to you, and your live stuff, because you're back on the road again. Your new show,
Insanity,
has been flying, right, so far.
Yeah, we started on December 27th, so it's mental. Like, you blink, and now here we are in February already. So, yeah, we've done a bunch of shows, and it's been amazing. Like, the reaction's been phenomenal, because it is, like, I named it Insanity for a reason. It is my most insane show yet. You know, every year I change it. So the Magic Madhouse was mainly magic, and then Brain Hacker was hacking people's brains, but this is just a whole other kind of show. It's very theatrical. So the first half of the show, I talk about characters from history who are deemed insane. So, for example, Edward Munch, who is most famous for painting the Scream painting.
That's right, yeah.
So, but it turns out he was going through electroshock therapy when he was doing that. So every night on stage, out of inspiration from him, I get electrocuted in the head on stage.
Oh my God.
And we proved that.
Can you get volunteers in for that?
Oh, no, I do get volunteers every
saying,
night.
You know.
Yeah, well.
Just if you need somebody to be electrocuted in the head.
Anyone in particular?
I know a guy.
Steady up.
So I get electrocuted as part of a demonstration. Then we talk about Rasputin, the mad monk. So in the 1800s, Rasputin, you know, he held huge power over the rulers of Russia. And ultimately, apparently, he had supernatural powers, if you believe that kind of stuff. But he was a weird character and an insane character. So I bring somebody up on stage and I give them extra strength, extra flexibility and extra balance based upon Rasputin's reported powers. And it's mental what happens there. And then basically, it goes on from there. I talk about Kim Peek. I talk about Salvador Dali. So the end of the first half is basically I make somebody believe that Salvador Dali is inside their mind, their body and their soul. They go temporarily insane at the end of the first half.
Fantastic. Oh, everybody wants to see that.
And then the second half, I turn the tables on the audience and I get them to think of the most insane things that they've ever done. Illegal, immoral, whatever it is. I don't care what it is. And I throw a catch box, which is a fluffy microphone basically, into the audience. It gets bounced around and wherever it lands, I'm going for you. I'm getting inside your head and trying to figure out those insane thoughts. But I know how people think. So people listening to this might think, oh, that sounds great, but I'm never going to a show because, you know, they might be scared.
No way.
So there's a way to opt out. So we leave 500 metres of tinfoil outside the theatre every night. So, for example, this week we'll be outside the Barbican Theatre in Drogheda on Friday night. We'll leave 500 metres of tinfoil. And if you don't want to participate in the show, but you want to come to the show, all you need to do is make a tinfoil hat. And people can check out
to keep you out of out of their heads.
Yeah, and people can check it out on Instagram. So a lot of people think it's a joke, or at least at the start of the tour they thought it was a joke. But now they realise it's real insofar as it's not a joke. If you wear a tinfoil hat, I'll leave you alone. You can kick back and relax. But if you don't wear a tinfoil hat, if you just think it's a joke, tough. You're free game. I'm going for you.
I would be straight in with the tinfoil hat.
I'd be wrapped head to toe with tinfoil. Wrapped.
There's no tinfoil hat here today, though.
I see my eyes sitting there.
That's true, yeah. I wish somebody had warned us about the tinfoil protection before he came in. You've got a couple of things planned for us, for after.
Yeah, I've got my survival kit for PJ, and I've also got Scrabble left over from Christmas for you.
This sounds like it's going to end well for both of us, doesn't it?
Right, welcome back. The brilliant Keith Barry still with us in studio. This is the performance bit. This is where he's going to blow our minds. Right.
Tinfoil helmets.
Now, just bear in mind, okay? Insanity, right?
Yep.
I just want to say there's one of us is quite obviously more insane than the other.
Excuse me, yeah. Right?
So I'd just like to point you in that sort of direction.
Based on that, I'll keep the insane trick for PJ, and he's closest anyway, right?
Absolutely.
And I'll keep that, I hate to say it, PJ, but I'll give you the intellectual trick.
Thank you very much.
Yeah,
I think this man has made a very wise judgment. You can tell why he's a successful performer.
Based on you.
Talk about the ability to read.
Hold on now, he had a very low bar, right?
So look, I brought Scrabble with me, right?
Oh my God, now I just realised I can't spell.
Yeah.
So we won't use the board, but we're going to use the tiles. We're going to use the holder here. So here's the idea. I'm going to put a word inside the holder.
Okay.
And I just want people at home to know that once you put a word inside the holder, even though we're standing, you can't see what letters I'm putting inside the holder. Can you?
Okay. Now, Magic Mike is filming this. Do you want him to see it or not?
Stand away so I can be doubly not made.
No, let's make sure Magic Mike doesn't see it. I will show him in a moment.
Okay, right.
No, just for a moment. So let's do that. Okay, I'm going to make it an easy one for you. There, done. Okay, what do you think the word is that I've put inside the holder?
What do I think of now?
Yeah, you won't know what it is.
All right, okay.
So you don't know. I'll show you. Look, it's just cab. Okay?
All right, okay.
But the point is for people listening and the people watching, once you put them inside the holder like this, once you cover the holder, you can't see what the word is, okay? Yeah. So that was just a three-letter word. I think it holds like 8 letters in total. So here's the idea. I'll give you the holder there.
Okay.
Okay. PJ, you hold the box for him.
Yeah.
Okay. And you can go around that way. And Jim, here's the idea.
Right.
You're going to form a word, any word you want. It can be a name, a place, an object. It can be a thing, whatever. It's up to you. I don't mind at all. I'm going to look the other way. Form the word inside the holder. Okay, I'll look the other way so I can't even see. And this time, actually let the camera see. So the camera can go in and see, just so everybody at home knows what the word is. Okay.
Okay.
I'll turn all the way the other way so I can't see at all, okay? And you just tell me when I can turn back.
And it's any word at all, yeah?
Yeah. Can I go back without seeing it?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right, okay.
Okay, look at me. Okay, make sure I can't see the word. Okay, look at me. Focus on the word now. I'm going to ask you a couple of questions. These questions are going to give me some clues as to what that word is, because right now I don't know the word, but you're going to tell me what the word is. You'll just tell me without speaking. But I will ask you questions and answer these questions out loud.
Okay.
So, would you rather know how you die or when you die?
How I die.
How you die.
Yeah.
It'll involve a tree. Look at me. Look at me, folks. Would you rather pee out a ping pong ball or poo out a bowling ball?
Oh my God. I didn't realise it was going to be this painful. Pee out a ping pong ball.
Aha. So pee out a ping pong ball, that immediately from those two questions I can sense the number 11. Does number 11 mean anything? You just yes or no? Number 11.
No.
Okay, that's fine. Don't lie to make me look up. But the number 11 keeps coming into my mind. Also, look at me. G. The letter G. Okay, yes, yes. Okay, your word starts...
It's happening, isn't it? It's happening. It's happening.
Your word starts with a G, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, look at me. Focus now. Okay, one final question. Would you rather Sinn Féin, Fianna Fáil,
oh my God,
or Fine Gael, or the Green Party, or the Independents? Don't answer that, but by your stall, by your stall moment, the number 11 comes in, also the letter D.
Yes.
The letter D, yes, but he laughed twice, so there's two Ds. Okay, look at me, focus on the word, don't say it, just think it in your mind, say it over and over and over again in your mind, over and over again, like grounded.
That is ridiculous. That's
nice.
That is ridiculous.
And what was the number 11? You still don't know? Oh, wait, the Scrabble tiles all have numbers associated with them. Yeah. Add up the numbers, your score on your Scrabble tiles. Add them up.
Yeah, look at this.
Tell them.
11.
Amazing.
That 11. Is your score, 11.
Oh my God.
PJ,
that is incredible.
I brought in my survival kit for you.
Aye, excellent, yeah.
So what everybody should have, if you have to have one thing as in a survival kit, even if you're inland, you should always have a hook, because hook and string. Hooks and string can be used for loads of things, okay? But we're going to use this hook and string for something a little bit different now, so I have to be careful not to actually hook myself, because it's known as a treble hook, as a fisherman would say. So treble hook means there's three hooks. There's barbs in these hooks, meaning once they stick in something, they're staying stuck. In other words, there's no way to get them out. And coming from the hook, there are five strings dangling down. Now, one of these strings is tied tightly to the hook. Only one of them. The rest of them are not tied to it at all. Okay?
Yeah.
So, PJ, I'm going to put this hook in my mouth in a moment. And obviously, I won't be able to talk then. And for anybody listening, they're colour coordinated. So, we've got green, blue, yellow, orange and pink. So, in a moment, you're going to pull a string one at a time. Okay? Four of them are not connected. Only one is connected.
Oh, I do. Yeah, okay.
And, PJ, when you pull, I don't want you to give a little jerk. I want you to pull hard, like really hard, okay?
Oh,
so if this goes wrong, it'll go spectacularly wrong, okay?
Right.
All right, so...
Oh, jeez.
I'm so glad.
I don't like the idea of this at all.
I got the word you
I'm going to place the hook in my mouth. I won't be able to talk. You're going to pull a string one at a time. You're only going to pull four strings in total, okay?
Jesus, man. Okay, I'm not comfortable with this at all now, I'll be honest with you.
What are you saying about seeing my face?
Swing your mic one a bit closer. Here we go. All right, I want you
can
to
I
see
not the... just do the Scrabble one again?
Here we go. It's actually going in.
That's fully in Keith Barry's mouth now. He's closed his lips around it. So if PJ pulls the wrong thing, this is going into his lips and his cheeks. And everything, these three hooks.
Don't like the idea of this at
all. Oh my God, man. I'm not sure I can watch.
Right, so I have to. Oh, right, totally. Anyone.
And you have to give it a yank. Oh my God, please.
I don't know. Oh. I don't like that at all. I don't like that at all.
Oh my God, right.
I don't like that at all.
Don't mess this up.
Oh
right.
God. So I'm just going to reach and grab a random.
He's got shows. Oh! Oh, okay. Right, two down.
Everything
two down.
About this feels weird.
This is everything about right. If you get, don't get. Oh my God, that's
I thought I felt his face
double, come
off.
That was double
I
whammy there.
His face
I could have, I really thought you'd hooked him into the face with that one. This
right,
is,
one
oh
more.
My God, literally.
Left or right? Left or right?
Right. Don't ask me.
Oh God. No, I'm too afraid to go.
You kept me safe.
Oh, I'm a little bit I'm not the better of that. I'm not the better of that at all. Right, listen. Big Olympia shows, 5th, 6th and 7th of March, okay? 5th and 6th, pretty much sold out, but you can check it out if you want. But 7th of March is an extra date that's been added. Tickets are on sale now. And this week, if you want to get along, you've got Athlone on the 21st of Feb, Drogheda on the 22nd of Feb, and Ballina on the 28th, I think it is, of Feb. Keith Barry, thanks
for having me, lads.
Thanks a million, Keith.
Guaranteed Irish, you two still haven't found what I'm looking for here at Classic Hits. Almost 21 minutes to 9 o'clock. Keith Barry, of course, was in with us, blowing our minds again.
Yes, he's such a weirdo. He's such a weirdo.
In the best possible sense.
Well, you in whatever sense, you're not the one pulling hooks out of his face. Scares the life out of me.
Listen, if you want to see that all happening, right, if you want to see the tricks that he performed, Magic Mike was filming it all, and you can check it out now. It's on our Instagram page. It's on our Facebook page.
It's on the YouTube channel, all-new YouTube channel.
The YouTube channel is well worth checking out. If you haven't subscribed to that yet, okay, there's a YouTube channel devoted to PJ and Jim. And it gets everything. All of the videos we make, the guests that are in, sort of madcap stuff that we do.
Every so often, just a little chat and everything.
Yeah, our growing thing and all that sort of stuff. Everything is on it. Everything that we do.
Well, I 100% recommend you looking at that. See Weirdo Man.
Yeah.
For doing what he was weirdo doing today.
So if you go onto YouTube and pop in PJ and Jim Classic Hits, you'll find our channel and you can subscribe to it and hit the little notification bell and you'll get info every time something new is up there. All the after show shows. Or if there's stuff you've missed, it's all up there for you to look back on as well.
It surely is.
Well, but anyway, as PJ said, the Keith Barry stuff, if you want to see it happening and see PJ's face when he's pulling what he thinks might be hooks out of
I wasn't
Keith
scared.
Barry. No, you weren't.
I wasn't
scared. You didn't look scared.
It doesn't matter what I look like.
No, you didn't look scared
at all. Scientists have proven that it doesn't mean anything.
Really?
What I look like. So a new study has claimed that you can't work out somebody's mood based on whether they're smiling or scowling or any other such thing. I wasn't scared, right?
No, you weren't.
No, I wasn't.
They were fake tears.
So what if they were? The scientists, they analysed muscle movement in the face. This is pretty comprehensive. Connected it to a specific feeling and compared it with a participant's actual emotions of the time. And the study says, Keith Barry, yes, may be a weirdo. That's what it says. But it also says...
Does it say that?
Yeah, it does.
You know, he could potentially still hear you. He's not that far away.
Take your fish hooks and stay away from me. But that's what it says. But it says it's impossible, they say, to actually determine. They say not all happy people smile, and not everyone who smiles is happy.
It's true.
And that's what it comes down to.
I mean, I spend my time in here laughing, and on the inside, I'm dying.
I can't judge your face now. Something funny going on in his face.
Well, you wouldn't be the first person to say that.
Oh, yeah.
There's something funny about your man's face.
Well, yeah, something funny about all our faces. Just by that other story that we're the ugliest men in the world. Great crack today, isn't it?
That's coming back to haunt us a lot. But anyway, so the idea is that no matter what, because they used to say that the eyes, that smiling and all that meant nothing, but it was the eyes that would tell you.
Well, this is it when it came to lying and guilt and all of that. Well, now they've gone further and they say that doesn't work either. They're saying some people claim that they can look at your eyes or your face and see if you're guilty of a crime or whether you're lying or if they can say judge whether you're even paying attention. And apparently it's all rubbish. The research shows that these claims are complete baloney and there's no way you can determine these things. And worse still, he says it could be dangerous. I don't know about this. I'm quite happy judging by the emotions. You know what I mean?
Like judging a face.
Yeah. Although then again, like, you know, I've gone out with people and, you know, they're like, do you understand anything I'm saying? Give me something. I'm like, huh? Huh? You know?
Yeah.
And I don't know what I'd be projecting. I'd be totally normal in my own head. So what are you thinking? I'd be like, huh? Nothing. I was thinking about what would cheese smell like if it could talk.
Yeah.
I don't know. I wasn't thinking anything. Like, you must be thinking something. The face on you there. You were deep in thought. You know, you were like, I was there. What do you think you're going out with the Dalai Lama?
You were deep in thought.
Yeah, you were deep in thought. You were in another place
deep,
all there.
Yeah.
I was, yeah. I was deep
about
in thought.
About cheese and talking.
And I was thinking about, I was thinking on average, how many pairs of underpants have I owned since I was born? I wasn't thinking about anything in particular. Stop. Stop judging me from it. Stop looking at my face trying to get something out of it. So maybe there is something to it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there's no way you look as frustrated as I know you must be dealing with me every day.
Like I said,
you know,
I mean,
there's no way.
Look, I'm smiling and laughing along, and on the inside, I'm dying.
I know,
man.
And I'm trying my best to be annoying every day. And there you are, turning up with a smile on your face. I'll tell you something, Jim. It's a bit tiring.
Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the award. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Julie Kilmartins in Ennis and Limerick for excellent exam results. It's got to be Julie Kilmartins Easter Revision Courses in Ennis and Limerick. See KES.ie.
Right, now we've already told you this week we're giving you the chance to discover captains and convicts at the Irish Alcatraz. It's a VIP trip to Spike Island, along with an overnight stay in Cove in the family-owned Water's Edge, which overlooks Cork Harbour. You can check all this stuff out on spikeislandcork.ie. But check this out. Spike Island was awarded Best Attraction of 2019 at the International Travel and Tourism Awards, and it was voted Europe's leading attraction in 2017.
Yeah, I've heard great things about it.
That's
great
impressive stuff,
about it, yeah.
Anyway, your chance to win Nothing to Beat, of course, on a Monday.
Nothing to Beat on a Monday, so set the standard for the rest of the week. Get us where we're going, have a look at the questions. You know something, I'm not going to say anything about them because
right.
I tend to jinx people. But Deb Davis in Wicklow is going to have a go this morning. Hiya, Deb.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey,
how are you
somebody
getting on?
Who's fighting, fit and flying high.
Yep, doing well, doing well.
Good stuff. Did you have a good weekend as well, Deb?
Yes, I did indeed. I got in for a couple of sea swims in between the storms. It was pretty wild and windy out there and a little bit snowy at times behind the ears, as Piglet would say.
I don't know how you do it.
No messing with Deb, eh?
I don't know
how. Nothing stops her.
Anybody does it. Like, I go down there and I see them all getting in and like the likes of yourself and I just think, you're made of leather or something.
It's mind over matter.
That's what I'm told.
Yeah.
I don't even like putting my hands into the sink. Like.
Right, listen, Deb, the good news for you, of course, is there's no score to beat. Whatever you score will set the standard for the week. So we've 60 seconds to do it. You ready to go?
Ready to go.
Best of luck, Deb. Here we go.
Chrissy Hynde is the lead singer in what group?
Pretenders.
In which film does a character create ice sculptures using his scissor-like digits?
Frozen.
It's Edward Scissorhands. How many members are in the original lineup of the group Take That?
Four.
It's five. Which Only Fools and Horses character became the father at 61?
Pass.
David Jason, complete this title of the Stevie Wonder ballad. I just called to say
I love you.
The song Eye of the Tiger first appeared in what movie series?
Boxer. Rocky?
Yeah, what tea is the name of the war hatchet used by North American Indians?
Tomahawks.
Tomahawks. Which Euro banknote is the highest value denomination?
500.
In Back to the Future, what was the name of the character played by Michael J. Fox?
Marty.
Yeah, I'll give you that. What is -8 + 9?
1.
What the term auditory refers to what of the human senses?
Ear.
Yeah, I'll give you that. According to the proverb, all is fair in love and what?
War.
That's the job.
Yeah, well done.
Oh my God, I'll never forget those old cowboy and Indians movies with them showing Tamagotchis at each other.
Oh yeah, they were ahead of their time, weren't they? They were ahead of their time. Mind you, I'll tell you something. What a question you made of that Only Fools and Horses.
I made a hames of it.
I know, I really should get another question, guys.
That's a fair argument. I think, you know something, I'll give you a fair argument. That's fair enough, right?
And it's one of, yeah. It's one of PJ's favourite questions as well.
Yeah, no, a nice easy one like, what's my middle name or something like
that.
Well,
that's ridiculous. I'll give you a 50-50, right? What type of fish are used for kippers, herring or mackerel?
Herring.
Yes, yay, there you go. You got
well
another
done.
One.
Look
right.
At that, there you go. See how generous we are today.
I'll tell you something, there's no messing with you, Jeb.
You're right. Tell you, you don't want to take on somebody who walks into the sea.
Yeah, I know.
Of her own free will.
I know, comes out with a smile on her face.
Absolutely.
Obviously a head case.
Right, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 correct answers today, Deb. Well done, you.
Oh, thank you, guys.
Not
at all.
Listen, have a great day in the sea or out of the sea. Enjoy it.
All righty.
See you later.
See you later.
Cheers, Deb. Bye-bye.